but small order of business. We have another visit from the international man of mystery, Andy Mossack. Seek him here, they seek him there. However, he has sent two clues to track him down. I've got one now, one in about 15 minutes, and the travel log in the next half hour. You ready for the first clue? Well, let's have a look at it then together. Two world-changing inventions were created in this city. The wristwatch was invented here in 1868. And the World Wide Web in 1989. Two pretty big things, then. Two world-changing inventions created in this city. The wristwatch in 1868 and the World Wide Web in 1989. What do you reckon? 81333. Start your message with the word Russ. I mean, we are in Europe, aren't we, Anthony? We're in Central Europe. That's as far as I'll plump at the minute. 08000 321 333 on WhatsApp, but you start it with Russ. Where could he be? Thank you for the help, though. Andy Mossack is here this half hour. Loads of good answers for this one. Although I think we're generally plumping. Kathy, Bradley in Huddersfield. I would say Geneva. Dean in Leeds agrees. Sue in York going for Geneva. And Rocket, big beaming smile on being mentioned on the wireless. That's quite all right. Many happy returns, Rocket. Geneva is the key. John in Acombe in York. I think he's going for Geneva, Russell. On the email, Neil in Skegby, you're shouting for Geneva. Also to Sheila and Vicky going for Geneva as well. Let's see second clue. Remember, this is the first time I've seen it. This city is famous for chocolate. 30 master chocolatiers working here. Also has a giant water fountain. Okay. Famous for chocolate. Big water fountain. I think we're right with Geneva. Tony, thank you for your message. You're going for Geneva. Christine, so are you. Michael, say hello to Charlie as well. I think we'll go for Geneva. Not long and we'll find out if you and I are right. BBC. Listen on the walls as well for your message. Backing up our plump. For where in the world is Andy Mossack, where you and I imagine good times in foreign climes. We reach out here on the BBC, pick up our passports and run to the airport. Hey, bye. And at 4 a.m, buy ourselves a pint, because we're going on holiday. One of my favourite things to do then is travel the world vicariously through somebody else. And I'm thrilled to say, without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ. So, how are you, sir?
I'm not doing too bad. I am racked with jealousy. If you are indeed in the place that we all think you are, because I've been there a few times myself and I absolutely adored it. I haven't been for many years. We're saying you are in beautiful Geneva, Switzerland.
I am. Yeah. Have I made it too easy?
No. It's any time you mention... The only thing you didn't do was mention cuckoo clocks.
Ah, yes. It's been great, you know. It's first time, really, for me. You've been here lots of times. You're a veteran, are you?
I wouldn't say lots. I've been a few times to Geneva, and there were a couple of things I would say about it. One, amazing public transport. B, it is just simply beautiful when you're going around. And C, I had the best Chinese food I've ever had in my life in Geneva.
Was that in the international bit, was it?
Well, that, you see, because there's obviously the big UN buildings and things, there's a lot of diplomats floating around and a lot of staff from all over the world. So a lot of the restaurants have to be good because they never know who's going in.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, the best Chinese, well, I must say, I haven't really had Chinese. I've got to say, I'm one of those people that, you know, when in Rome, you got to have local stuff. You know, I couldn't. It's just not for me.
You could.
Although you reckon it was something memorable, was it?
Oh, it certainly was. It was superb, and I watched the whole thing being cooked, and it was absolutely amazing. Yeah, okay. it was terrific. Yeah. So now you're never somewhere without a good reason. How comes it's Geneva?
Well, you see, because I would suggest that most holidaymakers, and me as well for that matter, would probably be coming to Geneva as a gateway to somewhere else, really. So you'd either come into Switzerland or France via Geneva Airport. And it turns out that it's actually a really lovely place to come for a weekend break. And if you'd sort of stayed here for a bit instead of rushing off somewhere else, you know, it's only an hour or so from the UK. And it's just a really lovely place. I've been here for the last few days, and I've been delving, Russ, just to see just how affordable it is, you know, because obviously it's Switzerland, isn't it? And it's got a bit of a reputation. But actually, it is surprisingly affordable if you know where to look. So, yeah, I was really surprised. And it's such an elegant city, as you say. It's a really beautiful place. You've got the Lake Geneva, the Rhone River, you know, and it's just lovely. So I've been having a look round. So I've been in both parts of it, because on one side we've got one side of the Rhone, you've got the International District, you know, with the United Nations, mm-hmm. the Red Cross, International Red Cross, World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization. I mean, it's like all of these major places. Businesses, you know, and CERN, of course, which is, you know, the European Organization for Nuclear Research, which is here too. And that side of the river, if you like, you've got all the fancy hotels too. So that's a lovely place to go. You will cross the bridge and you're over there, you know. The other side of the road actually is where I am now. It's the old medieval town. I don't know if you managed to have a walk around there, but it's absolutely beautiful. You know, you've got cobbled streets and hidden passageways, and it's just fabulous, you know. And it's the medieval city, beautiful. And then shopping's all down here. This is where the Reformation movement started. And for such a small city, you know, it's got 52 public parks, swimming in Lake Geneva, which is lovely. It's got beaches, you know, with sand. Mm-hmm. Free bike hire. Now, how have you ever been in a city where you can get bikes for nothing?
No, only in Geneva.
You can here, yeah. You give them a deposit, take the bike out for a couple of hours, bring the bike back, get your money back. I think it's brilliant. And then they do one night in a hotel, you get free transportation. It qualifies you for free transport on all the buses and the river taxis too. Actually, it's something that quite a lot of countries are starting to do now. And I think it's a really great initiative. Why not? You know, it's good for the hotels and it's good for tourists.
I've got to say, you mentioned the staggering number of public parks that are in there. Because when I spent, I went to, one of the times I went to Geneva, I went for 4 days. And I stayed in the south side of the Rhone. So I stayed away from the international sort of district. And that's right. Largely where I based myself, around the cathedral, which is, you know, lovely.
St. Peter's, yeah.
Yeah. And I was there, and there's the, I think the Museum of Art is next door. So I was in that vicinity. Yeah. And I stayed in it. It was a tiny little, it was really cheap. I mean, it was, but it was beautifully done out, but it was quite cheap. Mm. And a lovely continental breakfast, it'll come as no shock. And so there was enough cheese. And I spent the day going around beautiful bakeries, astoundingly good little coffee shops. And I went to just ended up happening across some of these most beautiful parks. I think there's one called Parc Lagrange, which is just up, it's past the fountain on the south side of the lake. And you can walk up there. And I spent about an hour just taking photographs of things in Parc Lagrange. And it was honestly, it was such a beautiful day. It was crisp. And I think it was October time that I went for this one. It was lovely. The locals were really friendly. The language is no barrier. And then I jumped on one of the water tours, which takes you around in a big circle through Lake Geneva.
That's right.
So much to do. And where to start, I think, is the problem. You know?
Well, yeah, I agree. But you know what they've got since it only started last year? It's called the Choco Pass.
Tell me.
Right? You get, as you mentioned, 30 master chocolatiers in the city, right? But you buy this Choco Pass and you can go to 8 of them and get a tasting plate in each one. Right, but you can only do it in 24. So you've got 24 hours to stuff your face with 8 plates of chocolate. Oh,
and how did you do?
I got as far as 3, and then I'm afraid that was it. I couldn't, honestly, you know, too much Swiss chocolate. I was on a sugar high, Russ. I could start running everywhere. That's good though. That was terrific. That was great. You can get a city pass, which is a typical thing now in all the towns and the cities. So they can do 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours passes. You get 60 free or discounted activities. You get that circular cruise on the river. You can do paddle boarding on the lake for an hour free, all included. Absolutely terrific. It's got everything in there. And you've got the CERN. You can go to CERN and have a walk around there for nothing. The pass is terrific. The Choco Pass was brilliant. All these museums I've been wandering around. And, you know, you've got water. I don't know if you noticed the water fountains everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's drinking water. So they all come out of these taps. It's beautiful water and it's free, right? Well, they've now opened one as well. It's sparkling water now. You can fill your bottle up with bubbly water too, and that's free too. So that's great. And right around the corner from that cathedral, because that's where I am actually, in the old part, it's the longest wooden bench in the world. I don't know if you're able to see that.
No, I
did. 120 meters long, right, which is 400 feet, isn't it, give or take?
Yeah.
Built in 1767.
How many bums do you think have been on that since that's been there, man? You couldn't estimate it, could you?
Not really, no. And all wearing different types of modes of dress, right?
Yeah.
1700s to now. I mean, you can imagine how many people, different types of people were there. Fantastic, eh? The Lake Jet, by the way, I mean, what a thing that is. You know, I call it the sort of Geneva's version of the Statue of Liberty, I think, because it's such an iconic thing. And even that was 1800s, 1886, 140 meters high, 500 liters a second. It's actually quite an astonishing thing to think about it. You know, Victorian era, that thing is shooting into the sky. Pretty cool. Loved it.
I don't know if you've been there yet, but I found one place that was just, I thought it was stunning, absolutely stunning. I'm a sucker for a nice theatre, right? I love it because over the years, like, you know, in this country, you know, across Europe and everything, you've got these beautiful theatres that were built by all sorts of people, and a lot of them just remain jaw-droppingly beautiful. But it is in that area around the cathedral, just a little more sort of just over from it. But Victoria Hall, if you've ever been to, like, Victoria Hall is stunning when you go in there.
You kind of get a bit just kind of, you can't sort of take it all in after a while. If you're only there for a couple of days, it really is a lot to try and absorb, you know. I would suggest as well, if anyone comes here, there's a district called Carouge, which is 10 minutes away from the center. And it's actually the Geneva's version of Greenwich Village.
Oh.
It's really bohemian. You go over a bridge. It used to be an independent hamlet back in the day. And so all these people from Sardinia moved in. And So you've got this bridge, and it used to be a passport to get into it, but not now. And you cross over the bridge into Carouge, and it's like you've got artisan shops there and art galleries and markets and cafes. And the architecture is 19th century Italy. And then behind all these beautiful houses and shops, you've just got these hidden gardens. You walk in, and it's all open to the public. You know, you just walk in there, and you've got benches with shady trees and herbs and fruit. It's just really pretty. Birds Lovely. Singing. It is absolutely magical. And I thought, you know, Carouge is, you eat there, they've got great cafes, and it's kind of bohemian districts. Great thing to do. So, yeah. Lots of fun, mate. I've been lots of fun.
Lots to see, chocolate. Lots to do. Chocolate. Have you had some fondue?
Chocolate and fondue. Oh, do you know there's an etiquette for eating fondue? Do you know that?
No, there isn't. It's just basically stuff it in your mouth as quickly as you can.
Figure of eight. You've got to do it in a figure of eight. So from the bottom of the pan, turn that bread around and then stick it in your mouth. And it's to make sure that the cheese is properly... kept moving around, you know, mixed up, so to speak.
There is nothing more worse than static cheese, is there really? When it hasn't moved. I mean, one final point. When I was having a stroll down the, I suppose you could call it like the eastern side of Lake Geneva, and I was strolling along, and I could see, I've got a conversation with a local, but obviously a conversation with a local, he speaks like five languages, you know, absolutely fluidly. So I was talking to him,
to him in Yorkshire, were you?
Yeah, I was thinking, hey, up yoff, where is it? And I was asking him stuff. And there was like this, there's like a shack you could see right on the lake's edge, on the shore of the lake. And it was like this little shack. And I said, well, what's, you know, I said, oh, I'm a tourist, we're having a chat. And I said, well, what was that? And he went, and it was done in such a, I'm giving him a Cockney accent, but it wasn't, he didn't sound a Cockney accent, but he sort of turned around and very blasé went, what, that shack over there? Yeah, that's where Lenin wrote the revolution. Anyway, if you go down there, there's a lovely cafe. And I'm like, oh, okay, mate. Yeah, fine. I'll go and have a look. It's a stunning place. And change yourself some Swiss francs. It's kind of, it's almost one-to-one, really, these days, when you go to Switzerland,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's about 1.1, same as the euro, give or take.
Brilliant stuff. And how long are you there to? When are you back?
Well, I've got tomorrow to go and do some cheese shopping, and then I'm getting the flight home tomorrow evening. Yeah, so that's that. So loved every minute of it. It's been great.
And as I see it, if you're coming back tomorrow evening, that gives you a good 18 hours to get the chocolate pass and have another crack at it.
Yeah. As I said, there's another five I haven't been to yet.
There you go.
Why not?
Do it in reverse. when are you next on the road for us, Mr. Mossack?
A couple of weeks, sir, if that's all right.
That's absolutely fantastic. We'll talk to you then. Take care, my friend.
Look forward to it. See ya.
And off he goes. Au revoir. BBC.